If I had any voice, I'd want to sing that one too. But let's move along. From the 6th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, I want to read verses 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and exalted, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Above Him were seraphs, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they were flying. And they were calling one to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." The sound of their voices, the doorpost and the temple shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about how you will answer God's call. Out in the country, we used to sing a song that said, "When my Savior calls, I will answer. When He calls for me, I will hear. When my Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name." Nothing wrong with that. But my question tonight is not, will you answer, but how will you answer God's call? I believe firmly that God calls all of us. He calls us first to accept Jesus as our Savior. He calls us to take up our cross and follow Him. He calls us to service. Now, when He calls, how will you answer? When He calls you to serve Him, what will your answer be? I want to look at 4 biblical personalities and their response to God's call to service, and see which of them more closely parallels your own response to God's call. And the first person I'd mention is Moses. We're all familiar with Moses. We have a pretty exalted view of Moses. We may be surprised if you go and read the record closely. You remember how God appeared to Moses in the burning bush? There God identified Himself as the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses was afraid and hid his face from God. And God revealed to Moses that He'd heard the cries of the people of Israel in Egypt and was going to deliver them. And then in verse 10 of chapter 3, He says, "Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." What a call. And what was Moses' answer? Well, his answer basically was, "Who, me?" Go and read it. He replied to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Who, me? Moses asked other questions. He says, "If I go and tell the people that God and their fathers has sent me, and they say, 'What is His name?' what shall I answer?" As the conversation continued, God offers Moses many promises and assurances. But Moses then asks, "But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice? Suppose they say, 'The Lord has not appeared to you.'" And later Moses said, "But I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant. But I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." Finally he says, "Oh my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. Send somebody else. Let somebody else do it, Lord." Who, me? Not me. Are you surprised that by now God is running out of patience and becomes angry? Now God promises Moses that his brother Aaron will go with him and be his spokesman, and with the assurance that Moses goes to the task for which God had called him, he will be with him. How many of us respond to God's call as Moses did? Who, me? And we begin to question and make excuses as Moses did. How many of us are guilty of saying to God, let somebody else do it? What is the reason for our reluctance to eagerly run out and do God's will? The next person we look at is the man Gideon. You mean about him in the 6th chapter of Judges? Israel had again, because of their sin, come upon hard times. They were ruled over by the Midianites. Gideon is threshing wheat when he is visited by the angel of the Lord. The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor. Go in this might of yours, and you will save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? This was God's call to Gideon. How did he answer? Oh, my Lord, he said, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house. Gideon answers, why me? After all, I'm from the weakest clan of all. If I got all of my relatives together, we'd still be weak. And also, I'm the least of my father's house. Surely you've got the wrong man, Lord. There are many people with more power and resources than I have. Why me? And only after 3 tremendous signs of God's grace and power was Gideon ready to respond to God's call. You can read the record for yourself. But first, Gideon prepared a sacrifice to God. And he had it on the altar there, and fire came from heaven and consumed the whole sacrifice. But Gideon still wasn't satisfied, and you know, he took a fleece, a sheepskin, and laid it out there, and said, Lord, if you really call me, when I get up in the morning, let this fleece be wet, and all around it be dry. And we got up the next morning, he wrung a bunch of water out of the fleece, and everything else was dry. But he still said, well, Lord, one more time. I want to lay this fleece out again tonight. And in the morning, let it be dry and everything else be wet. And God answered that. How many of us are like Gideon? Why me, Lord? Others have more ability, more personality, more education, more talent, more money than I do. Why me? Moses answered God's call with who me? Gideon answered God's call with, why me? And then the fellow we've heard a lot about lately, the prophet Jonah. You remember God called Jonah saying, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come before me. And Jonah, in effect, says, not me. Not me. You remember the story? He got on a boat headed for Tarshish. You know where Tarshish is? Tarshish is modern-day Spain. It was sort of the dropping off place of the world. He was going as far away from God as he could go. Not me, Lord. Not me. And as the children reminded us so beautifully the other night, Jonah got in all kind of trouble when he refused to do what God wanted him to do and almost lost his life before he became ready to do what God wanted him to do. How many of us have been like Jonah? Not me, Lord. Has God called you to some task and you answered, not me? Well, quite frankly, I see myself a whole lot more like Jonah than I do Moses or Gideon. When God called me to preach the gospel, I said, not me. Not me. Let somebody else do it. You know, I'll work in the church. And when Dale and I got busy in my home church, we were the counselors for the youth. We took them to training institutes. We took them to meetings. We met with them every Sunday night. You know, I was there on Sunday morning, and I began to tithe. And, you know, I was doing everything in the world I could do except what God wanted me to do. Not me, Lord. Not me. And when finally I said yes to God, there were still some parentheses in my prayers. Lord, I'll go anywhere you want me to go, but please don't send me to Birmingham. Now, I don't want to disparage the place. I won't even mention it. But when we moved from Huntsville, where I'd had a tremendous time, to a next appointment. I had more to say about going there than any place I ever went. I was asked if I'd like to go there, and I was very ready to go. Got a great increase in salary. I was ready to go. And I had four of the hardest years of my whole ministry. And at the end of that 4 years, when the bishop said there are five places you can go to one of them, I said, don't matter anywhere. And so I went to Birmingham and had 8 wonderful years there. But not me, Lord. Not me. Not there. Not there. Who, me? Why me? Not me. And then we look briefly at Isaiah. We find the account of Isaiah's call in the 6th chapter of Isaiah that I just read. And when Isaiah received his call, he was a young man, apparently of culture and position, and probably a priest, in time of crisis for the country and for himself, in the year that King died, Isaiah had a vision of God there in the temple, and he experienced God's cleansing and forgiveness. And he heard God calling, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And Isaiah answered without any hesitation, here am I, send me. His was not an easy task. It was a very, very difficult task. If you read the book of Isaiah, you find he had all kinds of trouble and all kinds of problems. But his answer was, here am I, send me. I would to God tonight that this could be every one of our responses. Here am I, Lord, send me. Some of the words escaped me, but another song we used to sing in the country went something like this. There's much to do, there's work on every hand. Hark, the cry for help comes ringing through the land. Jesus calls for reapers, I must active be. What wast thou, Master? Here am I. Send me. Here am I, Lord. Send me. Ready at thy bidding. Lord, send me. Are you ready tonight to do God's bidding for your life? Young person, or not so young, if God calls you to the ordained ministry, if God calls you to preach the gospel as he did me, are you ready to say, Lord, send me? Now, I would caution you, don't let anybody else call you to preach the gospel except God. Don't let your mama call you. Don't let your preacher call you. If anybody calls you to preach the gospel except God, you'll be the most miserable creature on the face of the earth. Don't preach the gospel if you can do anything else. If you can do anything else and be satisfied with it besides preaching, then God hasn't called you to preach. I'm convinced of that. I could make a living in a lot of different ways, but I could never know the joy that's been mine in trying to be obedient to that call. If God calls you into full-time ministry, are you ready to go? Would you say, Lord, send me? And you parents, if your child hears God's call to ministry, when you dreamed of their becoming a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, an engineer, are you ready to let them go? Are you ready to give them your blessing? I have a friend whose father was a judge and an active churchman. And I don't know what George went to school to study. Maybe law. I think his father wanted him to be a lawyer. But there he experienced God's call to ministry. And his father almost disowned him. Not quite. But he said, if you go to college to become a minister, I'll not pay you away. And he went. He went on his own. And he's had a wonderful, fruitful ministry. If God calls you, or if God calls your child, will you let them go? And if God calls you to visit your neighbor, comfort the bereaved, speak to someone of the church, tell them of your faith in Jesus and what he means in your life, will you you ready to say, Lord, send me? If God calls you to feed the hungry and minister to the lonely and care for your neighbor, are you ready to go? Regardless of age or relationship, are we ready to eagerly run out to embrace God's will for us, whatever it might be? I can testify tonight that it's the only way to a joyful, abundant life. And it ought to be part of our daily prayers. Lord, send me. Not my will, but yours be done. I was telling Kim, I think this afternoon, it's a dangerous thing, the hymns. I mean, you need to stop and think about what you're saying. When Winnedale and I were going together, my favorite hymn was Have Thine Own Way, Lord. I sang it at home, I sang it in Korea, I sang it again when I got back home. And finally, I had to do what it said. Let God have His way with me. God calls you, what will you answer me? Oh, I pray it'll be, Lord, here am I, send me. Lord Jesus, we do thank you that you call every one of us into your service. You chose us long before we chose you. You said we did not choose you, but you chose us. We thank you, we praise you. And we pray that every person here tonight would heed your call upon their lives, saying, Here I am, Lord. Send me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.